So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we make a Superman movie.
Well, comic book movies aren't really all that popular, and I don't really foresee that ever happening.
Well, I think it's worth a shot, sir. I was thinking we do kind of a follow-up to the Christopher Reeve Superman movies 1 and 2.
What about Superman 3 and 4?
No!
Oh, my God, okay.
So anyway, at the beginning of this one, we find out that Superman left Earth for like 5 years because he wanted to go look at some space rocks.
Did he have fun? Did he find anything cool?
Nope, he didn't, and now he's back.
Oh, okay.
So he saves Lois from this big plane crash thing, and then she's like, hey, it's kind of messed up that you left for 5 years and didn't even say goodbye.
And he just left without even telling her he was going to space?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's kind of a jerk.
Nope, he's the best. And so anyway, then as Clark Kent, he goes back to the Daily Planet and gets his old job back, because, you know, Clark Kent has been gone for 5 years as well.
Wait, nobody makes the connection that Clark Kent and Superman returned on the same day after the exact same amount of time of being gone.
That's what we're going with. I mean, these are the same people that are fooled by a pair of glasses, you know?
Oh, my, listen, sir, I don't know how you got into my office or what you want, but I don't have any cash under $100 bills.
Oh my God, sorry, sir, it's me.
Oh my God, that was kind of creepy, actually. It was kind of like looking in a mirror in a way.
My bad, sir.
Like one of those funhouse mirrors where one side's really ugly and weird.
Well,
anyway, so what else happens?
Oh, well, Superman's gonna find out that Lois is now married and has a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah, he's gotta be sad about that.
Yeah.
Because now he can't sleep with her.
Why would you say, no, it's because of love.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Anyway, then because he's so sad, he starts watching them in their home at night using his x-ray vision.
What?
No, it's not creepy.
It's a little creepy. No, scratch that. It's very, very creepy.
It's just a little light romantic stalking.
Oh, God. Does Superman belong in jail? It sounds like maybe he does.
No jail could hold him. He can stalk who he wants.
Oh!
Romantically.
All right, so anyway, what bad guy is Superman going up against?
Well, you know, we gotta bring Lex Luthor back, sir.
Oh boy, that freaking evil mastermind. What kind of evil plan's he cooking up?
Oh, you're gonna like this. It's so evil, he sleeps with a really old woman.
What?
Frequent intercourse with a 90-year-old woman makes her fall in love with him.
What are you talking about?
She tells him he made her feel pleasures she had never imagined.
What is going on?
And then right before she dies, he gets her to leave her fortune to him.
That, I mean, yeah, I guess that was pretty evil.
It was, for sure. Because, see, he needed money after being released from prison.
Didn't he have organized a bank heist or something? My God.
Nope, had to go this route. Had to shut his eyes and get in there.
All right, well, anyway, why was he released from prison?
Well, see, because since Superman was off-planet, he didn't show up to court, and they had no choice but to let Lex go.
Well, that's not how the court system works.
It might be, though. Anyway, now that he has money, it's time for his real evil plan.
Oh, boy, here we go. What's his plan?
To use some crystals and kryptonite to make a big old island made out of crystals and rocks and stuff.
Okay.
Then he's gonna have an island and sell it to people.
Why would anyone buy that?
Well, because see, he says the creation of this island is gonna cause like tsunamis and stuff. It's gonna kill 1 billion people.
Well, then why would the survivors want to move to the natural disaster that caused all of that?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this plan, okay? He wants to make an island and sell it.
All right.
So Lois sneaks onto this yacht to investigate this whole thing, and she brings her kid with her.
Why would she bring a child to an investigation like that?
Interesting you should bring that up, because there is a reason. And it's because she's not a good, she's a bad mom.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, not good motherly instinct. So they both get kidnapped.
Oh no.
And then we're gonna have this really tense scene where the kid is playing piano with a bad guy and Lois is frantically trying to send a fax asking for help.
Oh, desperate faxes are tight.
Yeah, but then the bad guy sees her and attacks her and the kid freaking launches the piano at him.
Ah, so he's Superman's son.
Exactly, because remember in Superman 2 they hooked up?
Right, didn't he wipe her memory of that ever happened? Though?
He did.
So from her perspective, this is all very confusing and horrifying.
Oh, you know, now that you mention it, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
Jeez.
Anyway, so Superman gets this fax that she sent out, so he gets in the elevator and flies away.
But does the elevator not have a ceiling?
Hey, shut up. But so then it's a trap and there's kryptonite there, so his powers don't work.
Oh, no.
And Lex Luthor freaking stabs him.
Oh, no, again, once more.
But then he's gonna get saved by Lois and her husband, and then he flies up and kind of gets his batteries recharged by the sun.
A very solar-powered Kryptonian.
Yeah, and so now he's gotta go lift this big continent into space.
Oh wait, so the island is made?
Yeah.
So did 1 billion people die?
No.
But you said—
I said no such thing.
Okay.
So now Superman's gotta lift this continent into space, but the freaking thing's like made of kryptonite.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh really?
Yeah, cause see, he's Superman, so he's— You know, he's very strong.
Didn't just being near kryptonite in the last scene make him lose his powers completely?
He shut up, so then he launches a continent into space, and then he's Jesus for a second, and then he falls down to Earth.
Oh no, is he okay?
Yeah, we're gonna pretend for a second like he's not, but he's Superman, so, you know, he's fine.
Right, okay, that makes sense. So wait, are there any action, like, fight scenes in the movie?
Well, he's gonna lift a plane, he's gonna lift a car, he's gonna lift, you know, the fake island.
Those are all just scenes of him lifting things.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, most of the action scenes are him lifting things, yeah.
All right, I guess that'll be fun to watch.
And then it's gonna be super romantic because Lois is gonna be unfaithful to her husband for a second, and then Superman's gonna be like, hey, if you ever need me, I guess, call? I don't know, I gotta go.
He's leaving again, he's not gonna help his son after missing the first 5 years of his life.
Yeah, he's not super interested, he's gotta go. I mean, fair enough, I guess.
And so that's about it, what do you think?
Well, you know, I do think it's gonna be fun to bring Superman back to the big screen, you know, lock a new actor into the role.
Oh yeah.
I actually have this Brandon Routh guy in mind, he's gonna be great. We can lock him in for the long haul.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it made you laugh. I hope it made you cry. I hope it made you cry. You hearing me? I hope you cried. All right, I'll see you around. Go wipe those tears away.